This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the Villa at Great Lakes Crossing. Patient first name is Alfred, A-L-F-R-E-D. Last name is Hart, H-A-R-T. Date of birth is May 23, 1950. Date of evaluation is 5-26-2023. Chief complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of confusion, anxiety. History of present illness, 73 years old male who was initially admitted to this facility on 5-5-2023 and readmitted on 5-23-2023. Patient's chart indicates diagnosis of encephalopathy, seizures, ASHD, hypertension, difficulty walking, congestive heart failure, and history of status epilepticus. Patient has a prior history of discharge from medical facility against medical advice. The patient was calm during my evaluation. He wanted to call his wife and ask her to bring his hoodie and black shoes and a few other things. He did not know the name of the facility, but he knew it's May 27th. He knew Biden as a president, and a female is governor of Michigan. He could recall two out of three objects after 3 minutes. Next paragraph, he told me that he's married and has two children, and he did plumbing and heating work. He reports that he has two siblings. He told me that he was hit by a car, but was confused about when that accident happened. Next paragraph, I spoke to his wife, Charlize, C-H-A-R-L-I-S-S-E, who acknowledged that he was hit by a car 6 years ago, and since then he's been having seizures. She stated that he quit drinking around that time also, but 3 weeks ago he went to a casino with a friend and had some beer and apparently had a seizure again. Patient's wife denied any prior history of mental illness and described him as, quote, happy-go-lucky man, unquote. Staff reports that he was initially admitted on Risperdal, but that was discontinued in the hospital. PCP recently started him on Klonopin for anxiety and for seizures. Next paragraph. Review of systems, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal, difficulty walking, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Prior outpatient number of prior psychiatric hospitalization, no. Or zero. Prior history of suicide attempts, no. Prior history of aggression, no. Next paragraph, education. Highest grade, 12th, current occupation, retired, plumbing and heating work, current relationship, married, number of children, 2, legal issues or difficulties with the legal system, no. Next program, medical record, lab diagnostic test, required to perform a chart, nursing and family. I spoke to patient's wife, Charlize. Next paragraph, under history and habits, review of history and habits, under comments, see medical history as reported in HPI, save that information. Next paragraph, psychiatric mental status examination, blood pressure 122 over 77, pulse 82, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed, demeanor cooperative, motor movements weakness, gait, sitting, speech soft, mood, euthymic, thought processes, periods of confusion, associations. with the normal thought content, normal range of thought content, perceptual disturbances none, level of consciousness alert, orientation to person and time, place impaired, memory recent, impaired mildly, attention, concentration within impaired, language with the normal fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, limited. Next paragraph, medications. Under current medications, MAR reviewed, Klonopin 0.5 milligram Q 12 hours. Next paragraph, assessment and plans, encephalopathy, unspecified G93.40 resolving. Next, number two, anxiety disorder due to known physiological condition, F06.4, plans continue Klonopin as prescribed. Next paragraph, under disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects under orders and procedures. 99305 under supplemental administrative to common side effects of anxiolytics. Under disposition, encourage patient to abstain from drinking. This is end of dictation.